Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Over the next 3 years, the Lord held back the Syrians, Israel's relentless foe. Then, Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, came to visit Ahab. This led Ahab to wonder how Jehoshaphat could be used to Israel's advantage. He hadn't discovered the power of love, but was attracted by the love of power. So he determined to turn this friendly visit into a battle. The Syrians had encroached on his territory, and he wanted it back. Quote, "Will you go with me to fight at Ramoth-Gilead?" 1 Kings 22, verse 4, he asked. Now Jehoshaphat was considered a good king, his life's trajectory generally to please God. But here, he stepped right into Ahab's trap. Quote, "I am as you are, my people as your people," verse 4, he said, putting his neck into an unequal yoke. But first, or second, since he'd already committed himself, quote, "Inquire for the word of the Lord today," verse 5. Ahab trotted out 400 rent-a-prophets whom he financed to say exactly what he wanted to hear. Not impressed with the bobbleheads, Jehoshaphat asks, "Anybody else?" "Well, there is one, Micaiah," quote, "but I hate him because he does not prophesy good concerning me." Verse 8, says Ahab. Micaiah is brought and on the way told to be positive. When his bright prognosis is seen to be forced, he tells the truth. Quote, "I saw all Israel scattered on the mountains as sheep that have no shepherd." Verse 17. Obviously, Ahab, the shepherd, is dead. "In fact, they've been discussing this in heaven," says the prophet, "and your delusion is part of the scheme to lure you to your death." See? Nothing but negativity. Micaiah's reward for telling the truth? Being kept at the king's expense. In jail. To which the prophet responds, "If I didn't tell the truth, I'm not God's messenger." That's why we can be so sure of God's word. It's always true.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.